So we want to thank, I want to thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to come here to talk to his church, his body today. And I feel like I'm not worthy. Because I finally understand a little bit better than this church is the body of Christ. This church, composed of every single last person that I see in the gathering, is part of the body of Christ. The body of Christ is holy. This is how we should be, to uplift the name of the Lord, to bless his name, to honor him. So, it's a privilege to be talking to you this morning. The title of this message is Bless me, even me also, O my Father. Can somebody tell me what is the title of this message? It says, bless me, even me also, O my Father. Let me tell you that this message will be to highlight some very important point in the story of Jacob and his brother Esau. The story of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Christ, and our church. The last part of this story of Esau and Jacob will be highlighted as part of our history as Seventh-day Adventists. The last part of the great controversy between good and evil. So the purposes of this message is to help church members make wise decisions regarding their eternal destiny. It is also to help church members get very serious about spiritual blessings. And lastly, it is to help church members make their final decisions before too late. Have you ever seen someone making a decision too late? Have you ever done that in your life? If ever you have made a decision too late for this one, you cannot do it. Let us pray. Dear Father, even though that I have highlighted certain points of this message, but I don't really know what I will be talking about. And you know that I'm not kidding. I'm praying that your Holy Spirit will be given unto me, or better, that the Holy Spirit will possess me, so to speak to your children. Forgive my sins. Bless your church, your body, and those who will be watching online. This I pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The world, I should say, the church, is divided into grand categories. And this started from heaven, when Lucifer began his rebellion against God, rather say, Since the inception of sin, when Lucifer rebelled against God, a third of the angelic host went for him, and two-thirds stayed with Christ, with Jesus. After the fall of our first parents, two categories of worshipers formed the church of God. It will stay like that till the end. Two categories of believers. Two categories of Seventh-day Adventists. Two categories of Christian churches. Of Christian church. Cain became the head of the disobedient, of those who believe they can worship God as they please, and of those who take lightly their spiritual standing with God. Before I move forward, I know that it's a little bit warm out here, and it may bring you into sleeping. Please don't sleep. Thank you. You know the story of Jacob and Esau. And I want you to open your Bible with me in Genesis chapter 27. We will stay there for a long time, and we will swing back to Genesis chapter 25. You know that Jacob had supplanted who? Esau. And that Jacob has lied to his father to take what? Esau's birthright. When we go to Genesis chapter 27, verse 23, part of it says, so he blessed him. Esau, believing that he blessed Jacob, he blessed Isaac, believing that he was blessing Esau, his favorite son, but he was indeed blessing Jacob. Now let me say something. Isaac got two sons, who were Esau and Jacob. Isaac loved Esau way more than he loved Jacob. And Jacob's mother, what is her name? Rebecca. Loved Jacob much better than she loved Esau. And Isaac said, before I die, I will bless you, my son. Talking to whom? To Esau. He said to Esau, you go cook me my meal, the meal that I love, so that my soul can bless you. And someone heard that. Who was that person? Rebecca. He heard that Isaac said to his son, before I die, please cook me this meal, the meal that I love, so that my soul can bless you. Immediately, Esau decided to go because he was a hunter. Am I correct? Okay. When you hunt, what you hunt? Animals. When you hunt them, what do you do with them? You kill them. When you kill them, what do you do with them? You cook them. When you cook them, what do you do with them? You eat them. That's why Isaac loved Esau. But Jacob was someone who lived at home with mommy. He was a shepherd. So, Rebecca has decided to ask his son, go ahead, prepare that good meal that your father loves and bring it to him that he may bless you. Jacob said, "Now, mommy, you know, my brother Esau, he's hairy, and I don't have any hair in my body, and this man has a special smell. So my dad will recognize that I am not Esau. Instead of blessing me, he will curse me. Please, mommy, don't allow me to do that." Mommy said, you do it, because the blessing should be yours. You remember when you were in the womb with your brother Esau, and you were fighting inside of me, and God said, you will supplant Esau? Go ahead. And he said, okay, mom, I will do it. And what he did, to have the hair of animals, put it on him, and you know the rest. So he came to his father, and his father blessed him. I don't have to say everything about it. Verse 27, and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. I want you to notice that these blessings are rather temporal than spiritual. If you take a look at it, you see the smell of a field. This is not talking about any spiritual thing. Am I correct? Was it these kinds of blessings that Jacob has lied for? And that Esau was looking for? I don't think so. When you see field, you see first temporal blessings. You see lands. You see herds. You see houses. You see these things. So let's see what's going to happen. Let's see. Let's go to verse 27. Let people serve thee. It is Isaac still blessing. Blessing whom or who? He was blessing Esau in his mind. He was giving the best of the blessings to Esau in his mind. But it was Jacob receiving the blessings. Let people serve thee. This is social blessing, political blessings. And nations bow down to thee. Spiritual blessings and social blessings altogether. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Spiritual blessings. Curse be everyone that curse thee, and blessed be he that bless thee. Do you know that anybody who would dare cursing us, that person would be cursed instead? Do not worry about people trying to curse you. Their curses will fall upon themselves, not upon us. Now, you may be losing things, temporal things, but your spiritual blessings, you will never lose them. Three blessings seem to reflect three distinct ones: spiritual, social, and political. But what Esau, well, I would say, was Esau interested in having spiritual blessings? I need you to remember that the blessings of Abraham were primarily spiritual. From Abraham's lineage would descend Jesus Christ. All the blessings of Abraham would come down to Isaac. From Isaac to one of his two sons, whether it be Esau or Jacob. From that son to Jesus, and from Jesus to the whole world. Anyone between Esau and Jacob who is blessed by Isaac would inherit an extremely great cluster of blessings. Esau has decided to forfeit that inheritance. As the firstborn, he was automatically the depositary of the spiritual, temporal, and social blessings. But he despised that. It was not arbitrarily that God has chosen to inherit the birthright, that God has chosen Jacob to inherit the birthright. But Esau had made his own choice. There is life eternal in the birthright, but Esau has decided to forfeit it for one thing. We will see down the road. Let's go to verse 27. Genesis 27, verse 30. Not verse 27. 27, verse 30. What does it say? And it came to pass, as soon as, highlight that, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, what happens? That Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. Oops. As soon as Isaac finished to bless who? Jacob, after eating his meal, Esau came from hunting. This is typical of the end of the probationary time, of the end of the investigative judgment, of the end of the sealing. Brothers and sisters, I am now predicting there will be a lot of crying, mourning, lamenting, gnashing of teeth in a very near future. We will see why. We will come back to that point. But here we see that Esau came too late. Somebody has taken his blessings. Somebody has stolen his blessing. So far, we notice that there are two problems with Esau. First, he was not blessed. Second, he came too late to be blessed. Let's go to verse 31. And he also had made a savory meat. He did not know that someone came before him to steal his blessing. He went into the kitchen. He prepared the meal that his father was waiting for and brought that meal to his father so that his father's soul can bless him or may bless him. Once the last intercession is made by Jesus, let me tell you that, he will not go back to the most holy place to plead before a God that will already be gone. The door is closed forever. Verse 32. And Isaac, when Esau finished, he came into his father's room and brought him the meal. He said, "Here am my father. I am bringing you the meal so that you can bless me." Verse 32 said, "And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau." Just a parenthesis. Let me open a parenthesis and then close it immediately. Close it immediately after. Seventh-day Adventists, we are around since 1844, and the name has not even been given to us since 1844. But the movement started around that time, even before that 1844. It started even before 1843. But officially speaking, in 1844, October 22nd, we became a movement orchestrated by God himself to fulfill a mission. But before that, there were the Protestant churches. They came before us. And before the Protestant churches, you've got Catholic Church. She came before us. She's on the scene before us. So Catholic Church and Protestant churches are the firstborn. And we came after them, like Jacob. All right? Let's go to verse 33. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, he shall be blessed." What is my father talking about? You told me you would bless me if I brought you something to eat. And now you told me that somebody has stolen my blessing? Cannot be true. Now, verse 35. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing. Were the blessing Esau's or Jacob's? Would Esau be blessed if Jacob did not steal them? Would God be duped to inadvertently bless Esau rather than Jacob when Esau had already forfeited these blessings for very temporal things? We will get back to that. Let's go to verse 36. And he said, "Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing." And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? Now let me tell you something. If I have $1,000 to give to one person, whoever received the $1,000, it's gone. There is no more money to give to anybody else. Isaac did not have any other blessings to bestow or to bestow on anybody else. It was just intended to be given to Esau. And Jacob had come to steal them. And he got them. How come? Jacob has taken Esau's birthright, and Jacob has taken Esau's blessings. How so? Let us see where the problem lies. Those who are lost will make us responsible. Let me say that. Those who are lost will make us responsible for the lost of eternal life. It was the same thing that happened when Adam and Eve sinned. They made God responsible of their sins. People will accuse us of every evil in the world. When the plagues begin to fall on them, they will be so enraged that a death decree will be enacted against us. Let us see what happened between Esau and Jacob to verify whether Jacob has stolen his birthright. Now, let's go back to Genesis 25, verse 22. Genesis 25, verse 22. There was a struggle in the womb of Rebekah, and the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. It is talking about their mother. Now, verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb." Is it not impossible to have two nations in somebody's womb? It is impossible. Two nations and so many of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Who shall serve the younger? The elder. Who is the elder? Esau. Who is the younger? Jacob. Who is serve the other? Esau will serve Jacob. This is a blessing. Who has said that? God himself. It was not Isaac deciding to bestow upon Jacob any spiritual blessings. It was God deciding that. So whatever Isaac did would not prevent Jacob from receiving the blessings. Likewise, whatever people do to prevent us from being translated to go to heaven will be vain and null. We will be blessed and blessed forever. Verse 29, chapter 25. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. What is faint here? What does it mean? That means he was hungry. But a type of hunger that is not the regular type of hunger that we have. Like, we have food in home every day, don't we? And Gary, am I correct, Gary? We have food on our table every day. So we may decide not to eat. I'm not eating now. Mahalia, do you want to eat now? No. Why? Because she has food. She can decide when to eat and when not to eat. At that time, Esau didn't have food ready to eat, but there were plenty of food that she can eat. He can eat. Okay. Brothers and sisters, food is a big thing. It should not be taken lightly. Food is where our first parents fell, and where Satan tried to make Jesus sin. Food is not a light thing. Food is a real deal. God has created food for us before we were created. All right. Verse 30. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I'm faint. Therefore was this his name called Edom. So what did Esau ask Jacob to do for him? To give him some food. Was it a bad thing to ask your brother to feed you? I think anybody can do that. Even if it's not your biological brother, bio sister, you can feed anybody. All right. Verse 31. And Jacob said, sell me. What did Jacob ask Esau to do? To sell him what? His birthright. But let me tell you one more time. Birthright is primarily spiritual. And Esau knew that. Esau knew that birthright is primarily spiritual. And Esau knew what it was entailing. When you have the birthright, if your father dies, you are responsible of the family, particularly on a spiritual level. Esau said, okay, I am going to die. Let's see that. Verse 32. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? Do you hear that? What did I tell you that the birthright is all about? The birthright is all about spiritual things. The birthright is about your relationship with God. The birthright is about, don't forget, the blessings of Abraham were passed down to Isaac, and from Isaac to Jacob, and ultimately the blessings of Abraham would be passed down all the way to us through Jesus Christ. Esau knew that. But for a morsel of what? Meat. He will sell his birthright. He said, "Behold, I am at the point to die." Was he? I don't think so. I mean, we know that many people spent days, even weeks, under robbers, and they do not die, even when they do not eat and drink. How in the world, in that time, after a few hours without eating, someone said, "I am at the point to die with starvation"? It is not correct. And he said something. "And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" Verse 33, and Jacob said, "Swear." That's another word. Swear. Because everything that you do, particularly for these things, you need to swear that you will not recant. You will not take it back. Whatever you have decided to do, you cannot take it back after swearing. And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swear unto him. And he sold. He sold his birthright unto Jacob. Now, let me ask a question. Did Jacob steal his birthright? Now, did Jacob take it the way that he should be taking it? No. That means, fraudulently, Jacob has taken away his birthright, but it's hard to say. We will see it. Let's go now to verse 34. "Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drank, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright." The Bible said loud and clear that Esau despised his birthright. So why was Esau complaining that Jacob has stolen his birthright? Was Esau serious or was he joking? There are people in the church that will easily sell their birthright over things that they will barely and scarcely benefit from when Sunday law is enforced. Young people, boys and girls, adults like me, and old people will do the same thing. We need to be watching and praying that this would not happen to us. Hebrews 12 verse 16 says, lest, Hebrews 12 verse 16, unfortunately I said Hebrews 11 verses 13 to 17, but it should be Hebrews 12 verse 16 and on, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Let me ask you a question. When we get to Sunday law and there is no food, what will we do? You cannot sell, you cannot buy. When they ask you, do you know that your phone will be the only thing that you can use to buy or to sell? On it will be your digital passport and also your digital ID. With your phone, only with your phone, will you be able to buy or sell, to bank. The banking system will be connected to your phone. It will be mandatory for everybody to use. You cannot even go to the ATM machine to withdraw anything. started in Ethiopia, in Jamaica, in Bahamas, in Nigeria, and it will start this year in America, particularly in July. On your phone. One of my children has decided to get rid of her smartphone. This is a smart move. Now she has a flip phone. And I'm thinking one day I'm going to have a flip phone, because I'm not going to be bound by any satanic program to enslave us with the power that be. I will not, by God's grace. Okay. Let me not talk too much about it. I will read something from this. And 27 verse 37 says, Genesis 27 verse 37, "And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? There is no more blessing for you." When Sunday law is enforced right here in America, when the investigative judgment is over, when the probationary time will be over, when the sealing will be over, and that God's children are sealed, nothing will God be able to do to save the lost. Those who admit their sins, too late. When you see, I probably said that many times here. I was in New York City, traveling from New York City to Georgia, I think in 2008 or 2009. I've got to go to New Jersey to the airport. When I got to the airport, unfortunately, I believe that my airplane was Continental, that's the way you said, or American Airline, I don't remember which one. I went to a different airline. I did my best on the kiosk to get my boarding pass. Now, finally, I went to to one of the agents. I said, "I cannot get my boarding pass to get to the airplane." He said, "No, this is not us. This is another one." Mistakenly, I did not get the airplane to go to Georgia. I lost my ticket. Another day, traveling from Georgia to New York in not Infinity. What is the name of that airplane? I forget. Eh? Spirit. Thank you, my daughter. Spirit Airline. I went to the airport and I got to the airport 1 minute before time, not after time. They told me, "You late, sir." I lost my money. Unfortunately, I didn't have money. Fortunately, I've got my brother with me. And I said, "My brother, I don't have money to go to New York. Would I borrow some money from you?" He paid for me to pay him back. Once the door is closed, locked, it is locked forever. Once God's children are blessed, they are blessed forever. If you left the church and the door is closed, you decide to come back, it is locked. Esau came too late, asking his father, "Don't you have any more blessings? Is it just this blessing that you got?" Let's go see. Verse 37, chapter 27, verse 38. Chapter 27, verse 38. "And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me, also my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Too late. Now, I would say there are two late. First one, he recognized that he needed blessings. Too late. Second, he sold his birthright, recognizing that he sold them. He would want to get them back, but too late. Before the close of the probationary time, before the close of the investigative judgment, we need to kneel down to the Lord and confess every single last sin in our life. Otherwise, it will be too late to confess them. Too late to be blessed. And Esau, verse 41, hated Jacob. Esau hated whom? Who? Jacob. Why? Because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Now, he is expecting his father to die. Why? He wants to kill his brother. To get what? The blessings that he forfeited. For what? A morsel of meal. How many times have we sinned because of hunger? Will we keep Sunday to feed our children when we know that Sunday is the mark of the beast and Saturday is the seal of God? When you see your children losing their weight, losing their flesh, becoming skin and bones, where am I going to get food for my children? I need food. As you're crying like that, you heard someone knocking in your door. Ma'am, I know that your children are hungry and you need to feed them. Are you willing to keep Sunday as day of rest so that you can get food for your children? A place to live? There's nothing else I can do. Because I cannot see my children dying like that. That will happen. That's why Saturday, the mark of the beast is the last test that God will give to the church. Last test to the world. Last. Let me see if I can finish. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. I told you there are two great categories of people in the church. As it was in the heaven, so was it in Eden. So was it with Esau and Jacob. So will it be with us, Seventh-day Adventists. Two classes of people. Those who give no importance to their spiritual life. Those who will take decision to make their election sure. Too late. Too late. And Rebecca said to Jacob, flee, otherwise you will be killed. Did Cain kill who? Abel? Why? Because Cain was not, let me say it differently. Abel was righteous to the eyes of God, and Cain was evil. And because Cain was evil, he would not accept that God overlooked his offering, looking down unto his brother's offering, except God has accepted Abel's offering, bringing down upon it what? Fire as his approval. So, we need to be careful. When somebody in the church is doing good, we may be tempting to accuse that person, to hate that person, and to want to kill him. We may not have this in our heart now, but when Sunday law is enforced, you never know what you can end up doing. So, now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee thou to Laban, thy brother, my brother to Aaron. And Isaac called Jacob, chapter 28, verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Isaac blessed Jacob one more time. 28, verse 3. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful, multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. Verse 4. And give thee the blessing of Abraham. Don't forget the blessing of Abraham. All the nations of the world will be blessed in thy seed. Who is the seed of Abraham? Jesus. So, in the birthright, there is Jesus. There is Jesus in the birthright that has been given, passed down to Jacob. And the same birthright has been passed down to the church, our church, the Seventh-day Adventist church. Though we are the last of the churches, the birthright has been passed down to us. And the blessings, we have them. But unfortunately, not all of us will benefit from it because we will forfeit it for temporal things. A job, a house, a car, even fashion. You know, we don't have young people here. Young people, when you go in the church, particularly in the big cities, they would dress up any type of way. All the new fashion models, they would spend money on to come to the church. Because they do not come to the church to worship God, but to be seen, to display themselves to the view of everybody. It's kind of like a showroom. Now, let's go to verse 5. And Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. So Jacob was half Iraqi? How do you say? People from Iraq, citizen of Iraq, or citizen of Syria. He was both from Syria and Iraq. Now you know that Jacob flew away from his brother, and he went to Syria. When he got to Syria, he was working for his uncle. His uncle's name was Laban. And you know, one day he has decided to flee away from his uncle because his uncle was mean. And as he was about 7 days away from his uncle has decided to chase him out, to go after him, to kill him. And God sent an angel to talk to Laban and said, please, be careful about the way that you will be talking to my son Jacob, whether it be good and bad. And when Laban found Jacob, he said, it is in my power to kill you. But God told me not to do any harm to you. And then, you know, and Jacob has decided to keep going to go back to his fathers. When he got to a place, he heard that his brother, Esau, is coming after him to kill him and his family. You know that Jacob got 4 wives and 12 children, plus 12 males, plus a daughter. That means he got 13 children, plus the servants and the herds. And Jacob heard that Esau was after him, was coming toward him to kill him with 400 soldiers. Jacob divided his family into 2 separate camps. One goes to the right, the other one goes to the left, and he spent the night praying that God would forgive him and that God would give him victory over his brother, that his brother would not kill him. What happens? When this man was praying, what happens? There was someone who came to fight with him. Can somebody tell me who was that person fighting with Jacob? The angel of the Lord, who was the Lord himself, who was Jesus himself. And Jesus was not able to overcome, physically speaking, because Jacob said, I'm not going to die. He believed that it was Esau fighting him. And finally, at the breaking of the day, what happens? The angel of the Lord touched his thigh right here. Finally, Jacob recognized that it was not a human being, because a human being could not be able to do that. He said, then I will not, the angel of the Lord said to Jacob, let me go, because the day breaks. Jacob said, I will not let you go if you do not bless me. And the Lord said, what is your name? My name is Jacob. And the Lord said to him, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel. Immediately, Jacob understood that God has given him victory, not just over him by faith in humility, but over his brother. That was the death decree of Jacob when he was going to meet his brother, and he heard that his brother was after him to kill him. Did his brother kill him? No. Will those who enact a law against God's people be able to kill us? No. Let me read. This is the last thing that I'm going to read to finish. Jacob's experience, this is Patriarch and Prophets, page 201, paragraph 1. Jacob's experience during that night of wrestling and anguish represent the trial through which the people of God must pass just before Christ's second coming. The prophet Jeremiah, in holy vision, looking down to this time, said, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. All faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. When Christ shall cease his work as mediator in men's behalf, then this time of trouble will begin. Our time of trouble will begin when what? Jesus finishes his mediation in our behalf in heaven. And I'm telling you, we running fast to that time. Then the case of every soul will have been decided. And there will be no atoning blood to cleanse from sin. When Jesus leaves his position as man intercessor before God, the solemn announcement is made. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Then the restraining spirit of God is withdrawn from the earth. As Jacob was threatened with death by his angry brother, so the people of God will be in peril from the wicked who are seeking to destroy them. And as a patriarch wrestled all night for deliverance from the hand of Esau, so the righteous will cry to God day and night for deliverance from the enemies that surround them. Brothers and sisters, to get to that point, don't forget three things. We need to make our decision now, before too late. Second thing, do not forfeit your eternal life for nothing, even food. Third, do not make your decision, do not take lightly your spiritual relationship with God. We need to spend time in prayer now. There are many doctrines circulating the church of God as I'm talking to you. Many people coming from I don't know where with all kind of doctrines, and church members are being taken away from the church. We should be sure of our relationship with God, of our eternal life. Please, let us not forfeit our eternal life for anything, whether it be job, house, land, car, fame, food. Big deal. Big deal. You remember where Eve fell? Food. She was not hungry, and she was not yet a sinner. Food. Big deal again. Satan has attacked Jesus Christ on food. The first temptation, food. The last temptation will be also in food. Let us be found faithful until the second coming of Christ. God bless you. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, as we hope to meet again this coming Saturday, and especially in heaven, I'm asking you to help us to solidify our relationship with you, to make our election sure, to be sure that our life eternal in Jesus Christ will not be forfeited over things of the earth, that we may make decisions now before too late. Bless your children and the rest of the day for us. This I pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.